The biggest secret that we need to find out is, how does Pete Davidson hook up with such hot chicks one after another?
BDE.
Other than that, is there something else?
So I think BDE has a lot to do with it.
I don't know. There's guys with big whatever, and they're not hooking up with chicks that caliber. It's some of the hottest chicks in the world he's hooked up with.
Right. So he's hooked up with, obviously, Ariana Grande. He was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Amazing. Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale, who is smoking hot.
Stupid hot.
Yeah. Even though she's 20 years older than him, it didn't matter. She's smoking hot. He also hooked up with Margaret Qualley. I don't know if you know who she is, but she is the daughter of a supermodel from the 80s, and then the father's super hot. And she was in Fosse Vernon recently with Sam. What the hell's with my brain today? Sam. Why can't I think of his name?
I'm not going to help you winner? Out. I'm going to do like
no, because you don't
me.
Know either.
Yeah, I'm going to do you like you do me. Okay.
No, you don't know
figure
either.
Figure it out. No, I have no idea. I have not a clue. But Ariana Grande, I saw a video today of her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
It was actually her without a ponytail. Oh, dear God, is she hot? So he was engaged to her. So he goes one after another. So we got to find out what kind of game.
Sam Rockwell.
Okay. We got to find out. See, I knew that. I was just trying to test.
No, you didn't. Sam, yeah. Anyway, yeah. But so, anyway, so she, so. He is hooked up with some of the most beautiful women on the planet. I mean, really, like, smoking hot. And now the chick from Bridgerton.
Right. So how does he do it? We have to find out. So the Breakfast Club actually had him on, and they tried to find out, what kind of game does this guy have? How does he make this work? And I think it's brilliant, because all guys want to know, how does this guy do it?
Some advice, and I would love to know, like, what is your approach? How when you're interested in somebody, how do you approach them?
I am just very, very honest. I think, like, what a lot of people do is they try to put on their, you know, not even their best self, but like almost a version of themselves that they would like to be,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, eventually that will unravel. You know, so I just off the top, I'm like, hey, I'm nuts. Here's all my issues. Here's what I do. Here's the therapist. This is what happens. And that could either be a lot for someone, or it could be, you know, they could, you know,
most of the time people going through the same thing.
They could be, or they could be like, cool. That yeah. was really refreshingly honest. Or sometimes it could be a little intense and weird, and people can't handle that stuff. But
I don't believe that at all.
No. No, I mean, it's great that he thinks that that's all it is, but I'm telling you, like, women love funny. They love big dick energy. He just, whatever it is, he has it. And a good example, when I was a kid, I was a personal assistant to lots of different actors. And one of them was Fisher Stevens, who is, I don't know if you know who he is, but he was in like Short Circuit and I don't know, some other movies or whatever, Hackers.
Hmm.
And he dated Michelle Pfeiffer for many years. And Fisher is the nicest guy in the world, but he is not good looking at all. Like, by any stretch of the imagination, he is no like Brad Pitt. He's not, he knows, like, it's not, mm-hmm. it's not a big secret, but he has this energy about him that, like, he's very charming and very nice and very likable, that it's like he draws people to him, and you forget that he's not the best looking guy in the world. You know, he's even a little like weird looking, but I'm telling you, like, working with Fisher all those years, I saw, like, after he and Michelle Pfeiffer broke up, he dated some model and then some other girl that looked like a model, but she was like a, I don't know, publicist or editor or something. Like, it was one gorgeous woman after another.
Mm-hmm.
They are attracted to real. They're attracted to that energy. They're attracted to funny. I don't know.
I know, but if you saw this guy walking down the street,
I think always going into it honest and like,
you know, are you stopping and saying, wow, this guy's hot?
No.
I mean,
no.
This is just a guy walking down the street.
No, I'm telling you, like, some people are just very charming. They know how to charm women. He's just one of those people.